Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. It might not be quite as bad as a 4th of July heat wave, but this week's temps are nothing to mess around with. Let's get the latest AccuWeather details from meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, Bridget, yesterday we were talking about three straight days of 90-plus degree heat. Obviously, we've now thrown into the mix Friday as well, where it's probably going to get up close to 90. Today, the heat starts. In fact, we're already up to 82 right now, on our way up to 94 for a high this afternoon. Humidity on the rise already. Dew points are into the mid-60s as we speak, and it's going to be very warm and sticky tonight. Our high this afternoon, 94. Low tonight, 78. By the way, some of that haze in the sky not helping as far as the air quality is concerned. Tomorrow, the extreme heat hits its peak. We'll top out near 98 with AccuWeather real field temperatures over 100. It's not far from the record of 102 set in 1995. 92 for a high on Thursday, but less humid. And we're up to about 90 for high on Friday. So the heat wave probably goes about 4 days. Bridget?
And so, yes, a good day for a swim. And getting into one of the city's free swimming lessons is about to get a whole lot easier. The City Council is announcing a $1.5 million investment to expand Asphalt Green's Wavemakers pilot program, which teaches second graders across the five boroughs, yes, how to swim. Jordan Brackett is their CEO. He tells 1010 Winds.
This particular announcement shows that with government support, we can accelerate the lessons provided to children. This will literally enable several thousand students to learn how to swim, but it also emphasizes the importance of what we can do when government puts its muscle behind initiatives like this.
The first of its kind program has already taught 6,000 public school second graders how to swim since its launch in 2024. The NYPD searching for the gunman who robbed two seniors in Bed-Stuy. This happened at about 2 o'clock yesterday morning near Franklin and Lexington Avenues. That's where cops say the suspect approached the 70 and 68-year-olds, pulled a gun, stole the victim's purse and wallet with about $900 in cash. No injuries were reported. If you know anything, call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. We're hearing this morning from the NYPD officers who talked a woman safely off the Brooklyn Bridge last week.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Please. I got you.
That audio was captured from body cameras as officers spent more than an hour up on the bridge's cables, nearly 300 feet above the East River. The bridge was shut down during the rescue. The woman was eventually taken into custody. This morning, the officers involved are speaking publicly for the first time over at Brooklyn Bridge Park. We'll have more on that as we hear from them. Word is Mahmoud Khalil will be suing the Trump administration today, claiming he was targeted for his pro-Palestinian speech. Khalil was detained by ICE last year following protests he organized at Columbia University. He spent more than 100 days in ICE custody in Louisiana before being released and is still fighting the administration on deportation. Khalil is to be joined by New York Civil Liberties Union, Palestinian advocates, and other elected officials today. 1010 Winds following. Turns out somebody was in the market for a real T-Rex, or at least the bones of one. After a 10-minute bidding war this morning, a 67-year-old T-Rex skeleton went for $50.1 million at Sotheby's New York office, making it once again the most valuable fossil on the market. The big guy, nicknamed Gus, stands at more than 12 feet tall, stretches nearly 38 feet long, one of the largest of its kind ever found. Gus was discovered back in 2021 and got his name after Gary Gus Licking, who found the first fossil fragments on his property in South Dakota. If you happen to see a Trojan horse on the Upper West Side today, it's not a trap. It's a movie promotion.
Now this is the sound of crews putting final touches to the set outside of the AMC Lincoln Center Theater. But you can't miss the main attraction, a 40-foot wooden Trojan horse on Broadway.
Really impressive.
That was very cool.
Now, New Yorkers, always on the go, but couldn't help but to quickly admire. But even our visitors are taking it in, like Alima.
I'm from France.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Belle?
Okay. Where's the boo? I was looking at the Trojan horse.
And thinking
you like about
it?
I do.
Oui.
Not the best translator, but I do know it's for Christopher Nolan's Odyssey movie coming out this Friday, Brian says.
Very well done, like detailed. A lot of times they look a little cheapy.
No cheapy for Nolan. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Yeah, I don't even think they needed it to sell tickets. Apparently those are pretty tough to get. And as Amanda said, the movie opens on Friday. More New York City preschoolers with disabilities will soon have access to specialized classrooms. Mayor Mamdani announcing a $67.5 million expansion of the city's special education programs, including NEST, Horizons, EAMS, PATH, and ACES. The plan, he says, adds 250 seats across 26 schools in 14 districts.
Making pre-K truly universal means that no family has to go without just because their child needs a little extra help. And it means that having an individualized education plan, or IEP, does not deny your child the same opportunities as their peers to get a strong start in life.
The funding will also pay for hundreds of new special ed staffers, reduce evaluation wait times, and expand translation services. New York hitting the block button on power-hungry data centers. Governor Hochul signing an executive order this morning imposing the nation's first statewide moratorium on new large-scale data centers for up to a year. He played a role in a scheme to steal nearly $3 million in COVID relief loans. 48-year-old Kristen McKenzie is to be sentenced today. He did plead guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.